The further out, the more flesh.
Yeah.
But when they're right next,
we have the right there.
All right, we are ready.
Ready, sir.
Michael?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to this Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 19th. Wow, it's gone really fast. 2024, it is now 9 a.m. We're calling this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, for your gift of life, for the chance of a new day, and for all the people you put in, for all the people that you put in our lives when we need them the most, for the blessings on our family and friends, and thank you for protecting everyone during this last horrific weather event. With gratitude, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a roll call, Mr. Dorigan.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Mr. Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Peterson.
Here. Approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dorigan?
One change, Commissioner, and ask the board to remove item 8A.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda with that deletion.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. We're going to go to section two, consideration of minutes. We have two sets of minutes, commissioners. We can do this both of them together or individually. I'll leave that up to you, gentlemen. And we have read any comments, questions, discussion, corrections?
Well, sure.
Thank you. I think we can do those as a consent item. A and B, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of September 3rd, 2024 and regular meeting minutes of September 17th, 2024.
Second motion. Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Reading of correspondence, commissioners, committee reports. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you like to go first?
Sure. On November 6th, the Colorado Outdoor Partnership met. And the directors from CPW, BLM, DNR, NOCO, NOCO, Connecting Colorado were all present to give updates on their departments and entertain feedback. CPW asked for another support through the Habitat Stamp reauthorization. As you may or may not know, the Colorado Wildlife Habitat Program provides for CPW to work with private landowners, local governments, and conservation organizations to protect fish and wildlife habitat, provide places for people to enjoy wildlife heritage. The monthly cost for a habitat stamp is $12.15, while a lifetime stamp is $364. Anyone 18 to 64 must buy a stamp in order to buy a fish, hunting or fishing license. On November 11th, I was able to attend the festivities at downtown at Veterans Day celebration. And it was well attended, and it's always an honor to participate in the Veterans Day festivities. On November 18th, the CCI hosted with Reagan Shane, hosted a conversation around the conservation finance call. This call was to finalize the conservation finance panel discussions, which I will be the moderator of at the CCI Winter Conference. And lastly, I'd like to thank all of the Road and Bridge Department that worked over the holiday weekend during our blizzard. Those that worked this weekend worked tirelessly and to ensure the safety of our county constituents. They truly went above and beyond the call of duty.
Sir. Thank you, sir. Commissioner Vizcópolis.
Thank you, Chairman. On the 7th of November, Front Range Bastion Rail Finance convened. We are going through some discussions of how moving forward now that the general manager, Carson, is not going to be renewed his contract for next year and what it looks like with an interim position at this time. So we'll be having another meeting, matter of fact, today at 1 o'clock with the executive board to have some discussion moving forward. So we haven't finalized the budget for 2025 as of yet, but it's getting close. We just have some decisions to take to the entire board, which we will not meet in November because it falls on the Thanksgiving holiday. So we will get this done with the executive board, move forward with the finance direction for the budget to the entire board in December. And we're not sure exactly what it's going to look like with an interim or some type of stipend to existing staff to take on that lead role at this time. On the 11th as well, I was able to attend the Veterans Dinner with my fellow commissioners and some city officials as well. I believe there was some council members and Mayor Grego there, along with Father Tim from Holy Trinity, with a nice invocation he gave that day. I want to just give a thank you to the veterans, number one, but the amount of children that were there serving was amazing to me. We had Commissioner-elect Mr. Lucero and his wife Paula was there with us as well, representing Los Angeles County. So thank you, Paula and Bob, for being there. But the kids that were just serving the meal was amazing to me. And a big heartfelt thank you to the parents of those children for going out in the bad weather with the major amounts of snow. I'm sure they still had in their driveways and the garage to attend there for our veterans. So thank you. And to Linda Barron and all of her team volunteers. On the 12th, we had the bi-county meeting here with Arkansas County Commissioners. I able to go over the budgets for the newly elected district attorney. He was present with us that day, Mr. Dale. And thank him and his office manager for being here. And thank you for Kim Gonzalez and the health department for their presentation. As always, the health department really goes above and beyond for a line item budget to do presentation, to be presented to the board. And I thank the health department for always having some awesome consistency. And in that discussion that day, there was a lot of dialogue regarding the decrease in funding for some programs, and mainly the HULA program and how that's going to look like moving forward. When the state government starts cutting different departments of that, this is one of them that's getting cut in the next coming budget. So unfortunately, those funding won't be there for the youth of our community, unlike the promises that the governor made a few years ago that these programs would stay there, including the pre-kindergarten, universal pre-K, which never came to fruition. So I think the election showed, the results of this year's election showed that the trust of the one particular party is not there in the state of Colorado anymore. That's why the election results were the way they were. So again, thank you to the health department and the district attorney's office for presenting those budgets with us. On the 14th, the renewal convened. I was not available to attend, but our treasurer, Donna Lynn Eddy, was able to be there to give a presentation regarding the board's concerns of some dilapidated and blighted buildings in the community and homes, and what the process looks like for abating any tax dollars that are owed in the community, and what that looks like moving forward. So there's a process, and some of the board members weren't sure of how that works. So we asked her to be there, and she did come. I unfortunately had some visitors from out of town that I couldn't attend that meeting. So the renewal is also adopting their budget for the year, and it's a balanced budget with a slight increase, or quite a bit of increase for the TIF, I believe $54,000 for the year. So that's good for the renewal. And they also, the re-grant processes has a assistant now for urban renewal. So we don't have an executive director. We have an assistant to the board. So that's been a long time coming. I've been on that board, I believe, 6.5 years, and we haven't had an executive director during that entire time. So it's nice to see that. Yesterday, Altera Partners Incorporated convened, and we are restructuring a loan that is out of compliance to assist the borrower moving forward. I believe that's going to assist this individual to get back on track instead of having to go into default. We hate to see that. So sometimes this organization is there to assist those that are in a bad situation. Again, these are secondary lenders. We're a secondary lender for people with troubled credit issues, and it's to help promote small businesses in our rural communities, rural counties. And I think the board will give this opportunity of a first time, second chance to this organization, and I believe they will be well received and be able to get back into compliance with their loan. There's still a lot of money for Altera Partners to lend out. We do have the revolving loan fund, so any businesses out in the community that would like to do so, please contact Danelle Berg or myself with Altera Partners Incorporated. And then the Front Range Rail will meet again today at 1 o'clock. So, Chairman, I will not be for the Board of Health meeting. I'm sorry, the Department of Human Services at 1 o'clock for a brief moment so we can convene that meeting. And also, I'd like to convey Commissioner Hass's comments to all the road and bridge, to all of our private contractors as well, and everyone that was out there helping our first responders. This was a real bad winter storm event, and nothing like we've seen in November ever before. So thank you to everybody, and Mr. Bellingcamp, please pass on to the road and bridge a very special thank you to them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On November 6th, the Byways Commission statewide meeting met, and since I participate on the Scenic Highway of Legends board, one of the opportunities that we found on that meeting is we have opportunities to apply for grants to enhance the services, signage, and so on for Highway 12. So as we will be convening our meeting with Shaw, Scenic Highway of Legends, we'll be recapping the information that came out from the bylaws by the Byways Statewide Commission meeting. So we'll see if we're able to apply for some of the grants. I know Commissioner Luis Lopez mentioned great opportunities up on Manningly Lake, the entranceway. What can we do between CDOT, the TPR, and perhaps even some of these statewide grants that we may be able to do to attract travelers to that part of the county. The on the 11th, of course, the veterans, I couldn't have said it better. The veterans celebration is always one of those things that reminds us why this nation is what we are, to celebrate the freedoms that we have. It was a fantastic activity. So thanks to, as has already been said, to all the organizers, Ms. Barron, and all the ones that were in attendance, and to all the veterans and the veterans' families. On the 12th, we have the Bi-County Health Department. Their budgets, I believe, are finalized, and we'll be moving forward with both the Health Department and the District Attorney. And yesterday, we had a pretty lengthy meeting on the Southeast region for the opioid settlement funds. One of the proposals, one of the discussions that we had as the JBBS grant is going to be going away. What we were proposing, I made a proposal a couple of meetings back to have an allocation from the opioid to provide assistance to the jail so they can actually do treatment, the MAT services that we have, and any type of counseling and so on for anyone that is within those facilities. And the conversation went pretty well. We actually touched on the fact that not all counties, and I didn't know this, that not all counties of the 9 counties that CCOR is part of have a jail facility. But nonetheless, somebody else is holding their detainees. So that discussion was put on the table, and we have just slightly over $450,000 to be distributed amongst 9 counties, which I think would cover some of the treatment for behavioral health and any other related medical treatment for anyone that is detained. So we'll see what happens. We'll put that on the on the agenda for the next meeting. One of the things we're going through, we're going to be meeting this Friday to review 8 packets of requests for proposals. I mean, these things are massive, and so we're going to be evaluating the advisory committee is going to go through those. I started there yesterday, and boy, there's a lot of good information. But we want to make sure that whoever gets awarded one of these RFPs is going to be providing services for Los Angeles County, of course. I'm always going to be pushing for the county, but for the entire region. So we'll see what we come up with. So great information that's coming out of there. There is going to be an opportunity to apply. We received a letter from the Attorney General's Office for an infrastructure grant, which is about 10% of the total appropriation statewide, which we identify that to be close to $5 million. The concern that we have with that is if we build something, who maintains it? Because once you build it, the grant goes away. And so we're going to travel and go through that very, very carefully to see if between the 9 counties we would be able to expand the facility. Who knows what's going to happen? But the grant's available through the AG's office. That 10% will be made available, and we have a little bit through February to apply for that. So we'll be having that discussion as well. And last but not least, another shout out to the Road and Bridge, to emergency manager, Mr. Richards, to the incident commander, Mr. Kolakowski. Thank you for the assistance to the state, Christy Coleman, Mr. Dorian Camp, and everybody that participated on those 6 o'clock phone calls in the morning, what roads are going to be tackling today and so on. So thank you to my fellow commissioners for just the diligent response that was given to this to the citizens, specifically to those outside of Trinidad that were buried in some of the 6, 7 feet snow drifts. So thank you. And so pass that on to the entire team, our finance person, because she's the one that has to sign on the bottom line. So thank you. And hopefully we would like moisture, but perhaps not in the same amount as once. And that's going to be my report, fellow commissioners. So at this time, we are going to be calling on the elected officials update. We have Los Angeles County Assessor, Mrs. Jody Amara. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody today?
Doing well, thank you.
Tired of fighting the mud? No.
I washed the vehicles Sunday.
Well, that was just silly. I'm not washing anything till maybe July 4th. But then the weather was, somebody said we were going to have a La Nina winter. I think somebody upset her, and she got really, really mad all of a sudden. Well, I'm here to give you an update on everything that's happening. I will be sending out the final certifications to all of our tax entities, hopefully that first week of December. That way they can get their mill levy set, have their meetings, and get it back to the board so you guys can certify mill levies. Once again, I will be applying the 55 mills for the Cougar Canyon area because I still do not have any paperwork from any authority that they have disbanded, disbarred, whatever they are done. So that one will still be, you won't certify it, but I will be applying it to the tax roll. We will also be sending out new forms and paperwork with our certification for all of the entities to do their homework and fill out whether they are DeBruced, how many mills they collect. It's this whole new reporting system that the, I can't remember the law right off the top of my head, but it's something new that they will return those back to the county, and I will, myself or Christy, we're not sure yet, we'll send those off to the state. They are trying to collect that data to determine who is DeBruced, who is not, and when, where, what, why, because under this last day special session, there might be a lot of entities going to the ballot to re-DeBruce their mill levies. So we will see how that goes. I have a feeling my month of December is going to be very, very busy doing a lot of historical digging for these entities, and we'll see what we can do. I have a feeling they're going to be coming to the county, the clerk, myself, trying to see when and where, when they were, if they had an election, when it was, what the language said, all of that. To give you a heads up, there is a bill currently that is being penned and floated to change the definition of agriculture for tax purposes. I have been in two or three meetings. We are going to have one at our winter conference for assessors, so we will see what it says. They want to take the word ranch out of ag. I am fighting the best I can, so we will see what we can do. So I will definitely be reaching out to all of you, CCI, every and any ag entity lobbyists we can to hopefully get this drafted correctly. And to sum it up, the people that are pushing the bill and want the bill drafted, they have free range pigs. I have been told they have maybe at any given time 10 to 15 free range pigs. Well, they want those to be in ag production. If you've ever been around a hog production, most of it's in a building. It's like a feedlot. It's a feedlot for pigs. That's a commercial business. They're assessed a little differently than free range cattle, free range goats, free range sheep, other ranging grazing animals in ag. So we will see where this goes. I'm hoping to get a lot of support and backup from Denver, because this could open up or have you have five chickens in your backyard. You are now technically ranging chickens and you could be ag. So it could really open up a huge can of worms. So just something to kind of be aware on the radar, because I have a feeling this next coming legislative session is going to be unlike anything we have seen yet.
So it's a matter of who are the proposed sponsors of this legislation. Do they have?
I don't have names yet. I don't have any representatives. I can tell you it's coming from the northwest corner of the state.
Okay. Why? I mean,
that's because I think somebody owes somebody a favor, and this is a political payment, is my personal opinion. So we will see what happens. But I was very shocked when I got the phone call, and then when I was on the Zoom meeting, we've had the same language as far as ad valorem, as far as assessment, since the 60s. We have five certain statutory limits you have to meet in order to qualify for ag. We've had them since the 60s.
So what would they put ranch then under?
It's almost like they want to strike it out of the law.
Ranch is ag.
It is ag. It's 100% ag. Anybody that wants to come follow me around last week or just through this snowstorm.
Yeah.
We are ag ranching. Those people were out there risking their lives to save their livestock. So it's the stupidity it never ceases to amaze me at this point.
Well, we'll be attending the CCI winter conference as well, and that's something that we can
start asking
into. Yes,
I'll forward some information on to you, gentlemen. Please. I will. We are in the process. We're working through everything we need to get done with our computer programmers. We're having another big meeting with them at our first week in December at our conference. We've run into a few little hiccups when it comes to the new legislative law and the debuckling of assessment rates, but we're trying to find a solution that fits everybody's needs. It's not working as seamlessly or as easy as legislatures thought, but we will figure out some way to implement this. And I'm just happy I have heat today. Thank you. I walked in and I had heat in my office, so I'm very happy for that.
I think the bugs are getting worked out.
I think so. Other than that is all I have today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep us posted and send that information.
I will forward that up.
So, Sheriff Navarrete, nothing to report. Anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? Treasurer? District attorney? And coroner? Hearing none, we're going to move to the next section. Presentation consultant report, discussion concerning where from the County Farm Bureau request for veterinarian support. Mr. Dorenkamp, do we have anyone from where from the county?
Commissioner, I don't see anybody online, and I did get a response to the email that I forwarded to the email address that's included in the letter that's in your packet, and the phone number, I left a message, and the individual who called back from this phone number said that phone number was not to the individual. It's not assigned to the individual that is shown in your letter in the back. So I'm not sure what are the steps that can take to contact.
Good. Well, since we don't have anyone, once again, this question concerning word from the County Farm Bureau request for veterinary support, we're going to forego this particular item and we're going to go to section six. Public comment, Mr. Tom Murphy, good morning and welcome.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have anyone online that wishes to use this portion of this particular meeting for a public comment? Please, all you need to do is raise your hand and or unmute yourself. Hearing none, we're going to go to the next section. 8B, consideration of retail liquor license renewal application for the Royal Tavern. That was tabled on November the 5th. So, commissioners, at this point in time, I'll entertain a motion to remove from the table.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, and thank you for the additional research, Madam Counsel. I think it was a lot of the reports that we, and a lot of the information that we needed to have, it is not provided. So as we go into the approval of this liquor license, the usual nod.
Correct, I've reviewed it. It is now a complete application.
Thank you, ma'am. Commissioners?
I also would like to comment on the health department side that I spoke with the Robin Sykes this morning, and she said they are in compliance.
The application seems to be complete. Have gone through the entire packet. If we have any additional questions at this point in time, is there a need or consult with counsel? Otherwise, if not, at this time, I'm going to entertain a motion.
Move to approve the retail liquor license renewal application for Royal Tavern.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. That sends us to section nine. Consideration of 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts, Western Civil invoice, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration is Western Civil's invoice for assisting us in plowing snow off of county roads. They did what we know as the Sandoval Loop and those adjacent county roads that, for the most part, go into residential areas, but they are county roads where we receive funding from, so it's our obligation to maintain those roads. And the total amount is $15,546.35.
Typically, Mr. Dornkamp, when you bill for this equipment, the laborer comes with the equipment. Are these laborers separate from the equipment? Were they shoveling or?
What was explained to me is that they were actually shoveling in some locations. So they were not the operators. The operators are included in the cost of the equipment. I had the same question, Commissioner. What are laborers doing out on it? When you're using equipment to move snow, but that was the explanation forwarded to me.
Which, you know, basically that's 20 hours in the combination of those laborers going with Commissioner Tony Haas, but you have had a conversation with the contractor.
And sir, and actually negotiated the price down a bit, the last part said, I would like to have taken it down. Yes. I understand they have costs too, and you said I was dying, but they're on the loop. There are some areas that were 61 inches deep, and then as you got off the high area, it went down to 48. So it was an effort on their part also.
And those items, those pieces of equipment, were all of them approved?
Yes, eventually there were. There was a question about that I couldn't recall. backhoes being part of the snow removal. I know they weren't the first day, which I believe was a Friday. It's indicated such in their invoice. But then Saturday, Sunday, I'm getting my days messed up here. But I guess it would have been Sunday and Monday, I think, because they left up, it was a holiday.
Yeah, so you have November 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's when they removed snow.
Yeah, 9th, they went from Big R, for lack of a better description, up 239 towards Homing, Cleveland County roads that intersect into 239. And then the 10th and 11th, they cleaned the loop and 118 and 22.
You're comfortable with this negotiation?
I am, Commissioner. They dropped what they were doing, came to office, says to the other contractors, and if some call them, if we need that kind of help, I'd sure like for them to show up and help us with the signal.
Well, I think on behalf of the taxpayers of this county, we say thank you to the contractors for responding, for being, you know, making the time. And now we look toward our finance person, and the money has been allocated, ma'am.
Correct. For all hazards.
Yes. And commissioners, I'd like to touch on that. And again, we go back to thanking the citizens when they allowed us to spend those excess monies we had banked, for lack of a better way to describe it, I remember the accounting term, allowing us then to use those funds for this type of emergency under our all hazards fund, which is what the board had dedicated $225,000 a year, I believe it is, towards all hazards.
Thank you so much. That is great. Commissioners, any more discussion on this particular item? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve 2024 snowstorm cleaning efforts to Western Civil invoice.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix?
Yes. 9B, consideration of diesel fuel bid. Mr. Doran, can
Commissioner, before you for consideration is fuel bid for delivery of approximately 1,700 gallons to our fuel farm at the fairgrounds with the following results. Rural fuel, $2.2987 per gallon, extended price $16,550.64. Acorn Petroleum, $2.53 per gallon, extended price $18,216. Mahana Valley Oil, $2.49 per gallon, extended price $17,928. I'd ask the board to approve rural fuels bid of $2.2987 per gallon, extended price $16,550.64.
Thank you. Commissioners, any question? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the diesel fuel bid submitted by rural fuel. $2.29 a gallon for a total of $16,550.64.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Consideration of OBCC number 7024 to Vermilion Living Trust for $1,850.62. Do we have the treasurer? Commissioners, any questions on this?
No, sir.
So this letter on March 26, 2024, the assessor's office deactivated parcel number as assessed to David Mary Pickett and combined it to a different parcel, now assessed to David M. and David Merrill Pickett. Prior to this account being deactivated, it was sold at a tax sale on December 1, 2021. The investor, Vermilion Living Trust, had endorsed for 3 years and would be ready to apply for treasurer's deed. However, this with this account being deleted, it would be impossible to continue the process. I'm asking the Board of County Commissioners to refund Vermilion Living Trust for the 3 years. They have endorsed the taxes plus interest and bonus bid on this account. The total amount is $1,850.62. So the only question I have here is, does this go back as an additional tax sale?
So thanks for opening this discussion up. My concern is similar to this. I think what's happening is they're not an active parcel, doesn't exist. So when the county doesn't fall in the county, there's a few out there that this occurs to, and we've had some tax sales and the parcel does not exist. This might be that same type of case. I haven't spoke to the treasurer when she was on the call, but it goes along to say that possibly when these types of things go on, that how do we rectify this situation so that they're not put on a tax sale or through the treasurer's office? No, that's okay. But because it's in front of us, we can table if we want to get more information from her. But I think my concern is and we've seen a few of these in the last 8 years, and they happen sometimes because they're not investigated. Problem is, it's not upon the buyer of the tax property. It's not upon the county to verify that the property exists. It's called title insurance, and we went through that with that gentleman from Model recently.
Yep.
And there's properties that don't exist that have been on the books for years, and the property taxes don't get paid by state statute. The treasurer has to put them up. It doesn't have to investigate them. So that might be something that the county looks into in the future before property sales is done. But then again, not having a county surveyor on hand full time is another issue on this that I think we've had to cut back over the years with not having that full-time county surveyor position available to help them work with the treasurer's office. So it doesn't happen very often, Chairman, but it does occur. I think this might be the case in this. If we want to wait until we get some confirmation from Ms. Lennetti, I hate to put her on the spot right now. We can table this if you like, I think, to get some better clarification. But I think this might be the case in this kind of situation, where they did a tax sale without proper knowing if the property really exists, and here's a case where they're being refunded because it doesn't.
Well, Mr. Gronkamp, any comments, any questions from your perspective?
No, sir. Thank you.
And I could be wrong. It could be something completely different.
Yeah, I think for purposes of, and I 100% trust that this document is will move forward. I just a couple of questions that we need to have.
Or was it redeemed? You know, but then why would we be reimbursing that the yeah. property owner would be reimbursing this individual, not us?
Yeah. Well, so, given that discussion, I'll entertain a motion to lay on the table item 9C.
So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hatz?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuchs Lopez?
Yes. Go to 9A, consideration of OBCC number 7025 to Michael W. Dixon for $7.39. Commissioners, questions, discussion?
No, sir.
No discussion. This one is unfortunately a mobile home burned down in 2017. The new owner said he was not on the land when he purchased Rancho La Garita. The certificate for filing, $7.39, pretty straightforward on this particular one. So I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve OBCC number 7025 to Michael W. Dixon for $7.39.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9E, consideration of 2024 snowstorm incident command, Mr. Barry Kalikowski. We have an invoice as the incident commander. Back to you, Mr. Barry.
Commissioner Darren Kalikowski filled the role of the incident commander during the recent snowstorm. He submitted an invoice for his time and $4,261.04.
And by the way, one of the conversations we had with Homeland Security Emergency Manager out of Denver, we needed to have an incident commander in order to draw down some of the state services and log the hours and so on. So that was a big role that needed to be filled. Thank you. Any discussion, commissioners?
Just a big thank you to Chief Kalikowski and his efforts. I think there were some lessons to be learned from this incident. However, this is the first big snow event we've had pretty much in 8 years, within my first year in office back in 2017. So I think it was well handled with our new emergency manager, Joe Richards, and Mr. Kalikowski together as a team. And I will make the motion to approve the Darren Kalikowski invoice.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And that too, Madam Coverly, Madam Finance Director, will be coming out of the same line. Thank you so much. 9F, consideration of 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts. EGD invoice. Back to you, sir.
Commissioners, EGD plowed 71.6. I see Commander Kalikowski asked me a couple times to get that road opened up, and our crews were not available, so I contacted UGD and asked them if they could clean that road, and they did. Invoice shows 2 hours at $100 an hour, so $200 invoice.
Thank you, sir. Again, thank you to all the private contractors, commissioners. Any discussion? I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve the 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts by EGD invoice.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, sir. Financial matters, consideration of payroll and bills for the first half of November 2024. Finance Director Coverly.
Bills as of November 15th of 2024, $240,039.25. Do you have any questions on payroll?
No, ma'am. Everybody's busy, a lot of overtime, so that's a busy time of the year.
We have invoices paid on November 13th. So as you can see here, so the check that came to you last time for the $1 million for FAA, when Armstrong didn't communicate with us, to where in the past we've always paid Armstrong and then they paid the contractor, they changed up and said that they don't do that. So they sent back the check and we had to actually pay Armstrong and then we had to pay United Companies. So you can see here that we had to void the check and reissue it. So technically this packet was only $131,343.83 because it already, the money's already come from the treasurer.
Yep.
Yeah, just to tell you about that. So we did fix that one. So that's why I just said reissue the checks on that one.
Mm-hmm.
On November 6th, $119,655.63. In here, let's see. The sheriff's hired a third party for call it the Rangers for security for the red bike security. That was $1,800. For the mapping contract for the assessors is $3,200. I didn't see anything else, but do you see anything that I might have missed? If you have questions on this packet.
That was just a small question on the assessor, the mapping contract. Was that is that the last payment for 2024?
She works with the E911 and me.
Commissioner, I believe it is Caitlin Bonnier with
Angie.
Yes, thank you. That's what that payment for. That's not for the Eagle View.
Okay.
Separate there.
All right.
It's
okay.
It's a separate. Separate contract.
But that's not pictometry.
Okay.
It's a separate contract.
This is different. Something different for her.
Okay.
A question on the sheriff's red bike security. Is that being reimbursed by the red organizers to the county?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I think you probably make that a small profit from it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Questions?
Sure. No questions? Yes.
No.
I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve payroll and bills for the first half of November 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Peaks?
Yes. Well, this is going fairly quick. We come to section 11, executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 24642-4B, conferring with the county attorney for the purpose of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. 11A permit. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to suspend this meeting and enter into executive session.
Second motion. Perfect. So moved. Sorry.
Second the motion.
Mr. Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hack?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. We'll take a 5-minute recess. Quick. Thank you, commissioners. I'm going to entertain a motion to exit executive session and rejoin the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. And so now we come to the section 12. Since we don't have any other items on this agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all, and we'll see you at DHS this afternoon. Mm-hmm.